Well, this is a project that I've undertaken in cooperation with an organization that promotes public service and has done a great job in recognizing exemplary public service. There is a group of co-sponsors, including Mike Castle, Republican of Delaware. So this is a bipartisan effort. Our basic idea is to not only encourage public service, but also give some financial support via scholarships for individuals who want to train for public service. This is modeled on some other efforts, but we've never had this going for people aspiring to public service. So this should have the double benefit, I think, of giving some financial support to people who otherwise might not be able to consider a public service careers, and it would also provide better trained people to enter the public service. So we're going to push this, hoping for interest and support to build.
When people have asked me about the Roosevelt Scholarship and what it means, because I know that the bill is pending, I understand.
That's right. In fact, we just introduced it. There has been an earlier version of it that has been discussed before, but we're making a fresh push in this Congress.
So when we've talked about it before, and people say, "Well, what is this about?" I tell them, "Tell me if this is wrong." Think about ROTC. You know, they help pay for your college, and you give them so many years of service. Is that about right?
That's exactly right.
So how much interest have you gotten in this? And I know it's stalled before. How are you going to get the momentum to push it through this time?
Well, you're right to ask that question, because there's a lot on our plate right now, and there's a very crowded agenda, a lot of competition for attention. So we are going to work in that kind of environment and just try to build support. We have... we're not just on our own on this. We do have the Partnership for Public Service, a very fine organization that has worked with us and has contacts into all sorts of nooks and crannies in the Congress and in the private sector, people who really understand the need for this. And so I can't give you an exact timetable. We of course are going to try to get the usual committee hearings and we'll publicize this any way we can. But we're convinced the time has come for this. There really is a new appreciation, I think, in this country of the kind of constructive role a government can play, but also the need to have a government work well and efficiently and effectively. And so that's what we're hoping will give a number of members across the political spectrum interest in this.
Would this focus on undergraduates or graduate level?
There will be support available at both levels potentially. There's I think a particular need at the at the graduate level to at the master's level, the level I taught in over at the Duke Public Policy School to offer training. But there are also good undergraduate programs. This is the sort of thing that we can refine as we go along. The legislation does anticipate, though, training mainly past the VA level.
And one of the stories, and it's anecdotal, but I happen to have a young person who the government helped pay for his education under the Homeland Security provisions, and then he went back to Homeland Security to say, okay, I've got this great education, I'm ready to work, and they pointed him to USAJobs.gov and said, okay, go find a job. And it almost seems like sometimes there can be that almost disconnect between, okay, we've paid for their education, now let's get them in. And actually have them be helping the government do their job?
Well, there certainly needs to be opportunities available for young people coming out, having invested this much in their training, opportunities for them to improve their skills on the job. This will not be totally guaranteed in advance. There's going to be an obligation, just like with the Teaching Fellows programs, where people are trained to be teachers and then have some payback obligations. There will be an obligation on the part of the student, him or herself, to seek out opportunities, internships, things that might get them started. But my experience is that there's a great receptivity in governmental offices of all sorts for fresh young talent. I don't believe we'll have any trouble placing these people.
time is not really on your side, and especially now with everything else that's going on, you're, like you said very rightly, your plate is completely full. If it doesn't make it through this time, will you have to start from the drawing board, or can you get it brought in another way?
Well, we always benefit, I think, from prior discussions and prior efforts, and that's true. We're not starting from scratch at this moment, and I'm hopeful to really move this in a serious way in this Congress. But if we don't quite get to the finish line in this Congress, then we'll be poised in the next Congress. This is something that's of course competing for a place on the agenda at a very busy time. At the same time, it is a very good idea, I think, and one that many people recognize as a good idea. So I'm hopeful that we'll find a niche here. We'll find enough interested members and the appropriate committees that can move this forward. We're certainly going to push toward that end.
Not a lot of chance of any town hall meetings where people are screaming about this. I think everybody's
well,
on the same page.
Yeah, our problem is just the opposite. That is to gain attention. A lot of the battle in politics is to simply get there on the radar screen, and that's our bigger challenge, I think. Nobody's going to think this is very controversial. On the other hand, we are competing for attention and for people's priorities.